Dad's not shelling out his share.
Why aren't you paying child support?
She don't want me to have no part of the Yang's life.
Why?
Ain't got to the bottom of that one yet.
But Mom wants even more.
I've got a kid with him that he's not even paying for, and I'm having to pay for this. I work three jobs.
That credit card bill has nothing to do with him seeing his child.
He doesn't pay his previous obligation.
I know passive aggressive when I see it.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Rachel and Barbara Fox are suing the father of Rachel's daughter, Robert Price Ricketts, for unpaid credit card debt and the cost of a new car motor.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 501 on the calendar, the matter of Fox versus Ricketts. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Miss Fox, this was your boyfriend. You have a child together?
Yes, ma'am.
How old is that child?
She is 16 weeks old.
And this is your mother?
Yes, ma'am.
It is your claim that Mr. Ricketts owes you half of a credit card that was your mother's. You claim the two of you were using.
Yes, ma'am.
Plus some nonsense about a car motor. Mm-hmm. Mr. Ricketts, I'm going to start with you, okay? And I want everybody to understand that if you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable here. The only time they're going to be uncomfortable is if I don't get the truthful answer.
Right.
Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm starting with you. The two of you were living together in 2011?
Yes, ma'am.
Where were you living?
Residing with her mother, ma'am.
So you were all residing in the household?
Yes, ma'am.
Until when?
Probably middle of January of last year.
So then I would be correct that all of the charges on this credit card that belonged to the senior, Miss Fox...
Yes, ma'am.
...were made while you and your girlfriend were living under her roof. Is that correct?
For the most part, yes, ma'am.
Okay, what part not?
I don't know if she had any balance on it before we even started seeing each other.
Before you started seeing each other?
Right.
And when you started seeing each other, that was back in 2011?
Right.
So you never saw a bill or receipt that said there was a zero balance when either one or both of you got a hold of this card?
No, ma'am.
Fine.
I have that bill.
I don't care whether you have it. I asked him whether he ever saw it. Now, I want you, from the best of your recollection, to tell me if you ever had physical use of that card.
One time.
When was that?
I had a tooth break off and... We had talked it over with Miss Fox and stuff about going and getting it fixed, and got it fixed, and it was like $350, I think.
And at that time, you used the card to pay the dentist?
Yes, ma'am.
And you had physical control of the card?
Yes, ma'am.
Other than that one time, who had physical control of the card?
Rachel.
The junior, Miss Fox?
Yes, ma'am.
All of these things I believe. I want you to understand that. I'm just looking at you, and I'm telling you, I believe exactly what he said to me so far, that he had physical possession of that card one time to have his tooth fixed for $350. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to tell me, to the best of your recollection, Mr. Ricketts, around the time that Miss Fox got possession of the card from her mother, what was the conversation?
I have not the slightest.
You didn't have a conversation with Miss Fox?
No, ma'am.
Did you ever have a conversation with the senior, Miss Fox, about the card and its payment other than for your dentist?
I told her I'd help her pay for it. We was together, so yes.
When
I
were together?
Mm-hmm.
Help her pay for what?
Whatever the charges was on the card itself. I took it as my bill, our bill.
Okay. And when you were together, did you pay that bill?
Yes, ma'am.
Who did you pay the bill to?
I would give it to Rachel, and then Rachel would give it to senior.
To her mother?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you give it to Rachel in what form?
Cash?
Check? From what money?
I worked.
For whom?
Worked with laying brick. That's what I've done.
And when did you and Rachel, that's the young one, separate?
March 8th of last year.
And after you separated in March of 2013,
mm-hmm.
Did you continue to give Rachel any money for this card?
$35 one time. Other than that, no.
Did you ever pay off the $350 for your dentist?
I feel I did through the year that we'd been together and I was paying it. She wasn't working a whole bunch. She was working like 15, 20 hours a week.
Fine. Now, I'm not interested in you. I want your mother to tell me what the conversation was you had with Mr. Ricketts when you gave your daughter the credit card.
I don't believe I had a conversation with Price.
Then you don't have a claim against him.
Well, I lent my daughter the credit card to use for in case of emergencies.
Then you sue your daughter.
But she's been paying on it, and he hasn't paid on anything that he put on it.
I don't know if he put anything on it, other than the $350 for his dentist.
I know he did. There was gas taking him back and forth to work. They went out to eat all the time.
Who cares? That's your problem. Discuss that with your daughter. You don't expect me to go through the bills over a year's period of time and figure out when they went out for dinner and how many people are on the dinner bill and split it in half, do you? If you didn't have a contract with Mr. Ricketts that he was going to be responsible for half the bill, you have no claim against him. Now, he acknowledges that he asked you if he could put his dental work on the credit card.
He didn't ask me. He asked Rachel.
Well, then she acted as your agent in giving him permission because you had given her your card.
She's
you didn't give him your card.
She's also acting as my agent when she does.
No, no. She acted as your agent in giving him permission to do that. And I actually am going to make him pay for his dental work because he can't produce to me exactly what he gave her because he gave her money in cash. But he acknowledges the dental work was $350. Other than that, he doesn't owe you a thing. So your daughter, you gave her your credit card. He's not responsible for her. She's not his wife. Sue her. Judgment for the plaintiff and the amount of $350. That's all. Step
Your Honor, out. Please, I have all this. I've got a kid with him that he's not even paying for, and
Listen
I'm having to pay for this.
Listen to me.
And a kid. I work three jobs.
Great.
He makes twice as much, three times as much as I do at my highest paying job. I mean, this
Why
is
are you
all...
Listen to me. I didn't create a child with him.
I understand
I
that.
Take care of my children.
I'm not asking him to take care of the child. I'm asking him to take care of what he
and
said
I'm
he would.
I'm telling you...
I have texts with him
I'm,
saying that he
listen
would.
Listen to me.
You didn't even hear me about the motor.
Just a second. Did she buy you a motor?
She did.
And when she bought you the motor, did you tell her you would pay her for it?
I did not.
Well, tell me, because you see, I'm not believing you. I'm not believing you. I understand the dynamics of what's going on here, and you were both living in Mama's house. Mama gave you a credit card to use in case of emergencies, and you used it, and now you expect a court to go through 14 months' worth of bills and say, well, I had a hamburger and a Coke and fries at Burger King, and he had a turkey sandwich, and his was more than mine, or cut it in half, or this was his gas, this was my gas. This was his gas, this was my gas. Courts don't do that.
I don't expect you to go through it. I have everything right here. It'll be very simple.
No. It's not going to be very simple. It's your debt. You take care of it. And you should take him to court, and he should be paying support. He is paid in cash. And if he tells me he's not paying child support, why aren't you paying child support?
She don't want me to have no part of the young'un's life.
Whose life?
My little girl's.
Why?
I ain't got to the bottom of that one yet.
Because he doesn't pay his previous obligations.
Oh, well, you can't. Are you kidding me? I know. You know, I know passive-aggressive when I see it before you open your mouth. That credit card bill has nothing to do with him seeing his child. That's
outrageous.
He's
never seen her but twice, and he's never asked to see her. I brought him in to see her twice.
Listen to me. Take him to court for child support. The court will fix an order of child support, which he should pay regularly if you have custody of the child. That you are absolutely 100% entitled to. That credit card, you are not.
This credit card
it's
got him back
happening.
And forth to work.
It's not
if it
happening.
Wasn't for this credit card, he would not have even been able to work.
Do you understand?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your mama gave you a credit card. I have done that many times with five of my children. I tell you right now, I don't consider it their debt.
And later today...
Any discussion that he had with you was what we call puffing. Great car, driven only by my aged grandmother. However, there's a twist to this case.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rachel Fox says... The father of her daughter, Price Ricketts, owes for credit card debt and the cost of a new car motor.
Okay, I want to know about the car motor.
She come in to, she got a check and...
She got a check from what?
That I'm not sure of.
And?
And we was in the process of trying to get another vehicle running so we would both have a vehicle, and she did buy the motor.
And?
And then we ended up separating, and she wanted to go and take the motor back after I'd done put it in the car.
Well, tell me how it came about that she bought the motor. Did she go herself to buy the motor and bring it back?
Me and her both went and bought it from a buddy.
Why was it that she paid for it?
Paid for everything.
I didn't have the money at the time, I don't think.
What kind of a check was it that she got?
I do not know. I never press issues on stuff like that. I usually let...
Well, did she tell you she had gotten a check?
Yes.
Where did you get a check from?
It was from my schooling. It was a rebate check from everything that I had paid in for my school, for my grants that I got back.
It's what's left over afterwards for living expenses while you're going to school.
How much is your grant? How much is your grant? You know everything in that paper. How much is your grant?
It was like $2,300.
How much was the check you got?
The check that I received back was probably $900 to $1,000 back after, because it did pay the tuition and then it sent me the remainder.
So with the $1,000 that you were supposed to use for your housing, you took $300 and bought a motor for a car for him.
$350, yes, ma'am.
$350. And I want you to tell me the conversation you had, because the two of you went together to pick up this motor.
His mother gave him a car that needed a motor.
Yeah.
I drove him everywhere.
I don't care. Just tell me the conversation.
So the car needed a motor, so I called a friend that had a mechanics shop, and I asked him, does he know of anybody that had a motor? He said, come talk to his partner. So Price and I went up there. We talked to Timmy, and he just happened to know a friend up in Burlington that had one, called him. We said it was a good deal. The guy was going to deliver it down, so he did. So the following Saturday, we picked it up, and everything looked good, and we paid for it.
Great. Good. So there has to be a contract. There has to be a contract, even a verbal one, between the two people that says...
It was. I have the message saying that he'll give me the money back, or that he will fix the car.
That I would like to see. You have a contract. You're in business with me.
The two tabs on this first page, the first two tabs, are the conversations, for that matter. There's also a conversation on there as well, ma'am, that he has $30 a week on that credit card. And I don't understand, if he's going to give the money, then that means he owes it. Nobody just gives money that they don't owe.
He didn't realize he doesn't owe the money. And this doesn't say anything about the motor. You say to him, I wish you'd think about giving me some money on this credit card. I'm drowning in debt. Let me get that motor out of the Honda and sell it or something. And he says, let's fix the car all together and sell it. I got that truck that's new. We'll figure something out.
So why would you sell the car? I don't understand. He's saying that we could sell it and put the money on the credit card. That's what this whole conversation was about.
I understand what the whole credit card conversation. It's your conversation. He doesn't acknowledge he owes you anything. He's being a nice guy. You say, I wish you'd give me some. He's not your husband. When two people are married, they have a marital debt. Marital debts become debts of both parties. You two people are not married. Your mama gave you a credit card. I have done that many times with five of my children. And when they break up with their boyfriends and I see that there are a couple of expenses on that credit card that I know I didn't pay for, those pair of shoes I know certainly aren't in my closet, nor my husband's closet, or anything else, I tell you right now, I don't consider it their debt.
But how is it that
your debt?
He helped me pay on it until the day we split up.
Goodbye. $350
for
the dentist.
How does that mean that he doesn't owe the money? I don't understand that. He acknowledges owing it.
That is our excuse. They step out.
I'm working three jobs to take care of my kid and this credit card payment, and I can't do it. It's too much.
It come out like I thought it would. I mean, I didn't owe the money.
He's a loser because he's slack. He knows he owes the money.
I never thought Price would be like this.
I don't understand. As soon as we split up, it's like he didn't owe it.
Well, there was a few things that happened between us that I needed answers on, too.
We were stupid. We'd go to the bar and have a couple drinks. I'm not saying that we were the smartest with it. I know we weren't, but he owes half.
Yeah, we'll just have to all get on board, get past this, and keep cruising on with it.
I hope I never have to see him again.
I want to be able to work through it, but we'll see.
That's it.
One day at a time.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Jenkins versus McFalls. Step forward.
25-year-old Brittany Jenkins is suing mechanic Justin McFalls for defrauding her on the sale of a car.
Ms. Jenkins, you've purchased a used car from Mr. McFalls.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that within hours, more or less, of taking possession of the car overheated and hasn't worked.
Yes, ma'am.
You want your money back.
Yes.
Mr. McFaul says it's a used car. Used cars are sold as is. Any discussion that he had with you at the time of the sale was what we call puffing. Great car, driven only by myself and my aged grandmother, who drove it to and from, you know, Applebee's. However, there's a twist to this case.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When did you purchase the car, Mr. McFaul?
I was actually selling the vehicle for a friend.
Name?
His name is Ryan.
Ryan. Go find Ryan.
Will do.
Yeah, yeah.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brittany Jenkins claims auto mechanic Justin McFaul defrauded her on the sale of a car. Brittany says she can't even register the vehicle.
Now, there's a twist to this case, and the twist is an interesting one, because Mr. McFaul, plaintiff, says that the mileage that you advertised in your ad on the car was 92,000 miles, when in reality the car had hundreds of thousands of miles on it. And if that's the case, sir, not only is she entitled to her money back, but I tell you that you could be in some serious legal trouble. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So it's relatively simple. Miss Jenkins, you are going to have to prove to me that the mileage that he represented in the ad, which I'm sure you still have.
Yes, ma'am.
Is different from the mileage on the car. Is that easy?
Yes.
Great. The year and model of the car is?
A 98 EX Honda Civic.
How much did you pay for the car?
$2,300.
You paid him in check or cash?
Cash, paid in full.
Good. On what date?
February
8th. 2014.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Can I see the ad, please,
yes,
that brought you to Mr. McFaul's 1998 VS?
Okay. There are two copies of the ad and the bill of sale.
Thank you. Selling our little gas saver, second owner, only 92,000 miles. Fresh paint, satin black. It's a Honda, gets amazing mileage. The odometer reads 92,300 miles. Now, show me where it has more mileage.
Okay. I have the Carfax right here, where it breaks down the first and the second owner, and it has 300,000 on that.
When did you purchase the car, Mr. McFaul?
I was actually selling the vehicle for a friend. He lives in the outskirts of where I live in a rural area. And he posted the ad and I was selling it for him.
Name?
His name is Ryan.
Whose name is on the title?
It says a Veronica, but not Justin or a Ryan.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
The Carfax, the last odometer reading on this car was 311,000 miles. So you have to give her her money back. Go find, what's his name?
Ryan.
Ryan. Go find Ryan.
Will do.
Yeah, yeah. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,300. That's
Thank
all.
You,
Where's
Your
the
Honor.
Car, by the way?
It's at my house, park.
You're going to pick the car up in 2 days. Do you understand?
Understood.
Great. Thank you.
Pardon your excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Let's just cut to the chase. Who's going to show me the proof? I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
Next Judge Judy.
It was fair. It was right. You know, I'm happy I got my money back. That's all I wanted in the first place.
That sounds fair to me. You know, to be honest with you, I had no ideas about that mileage. It wasn't altered by me.
It broke down the very next day, and I did try to call.
I got a call from her 3 days later saying the car was overheated on her when she left it unattended.
Now I will take that extra step to do the Carfax.
I had no idea that the mileage was altered at all, and Carfax is legit because it gets reported through smog, so I honor that for sure.
Get a diagnostic test, which I did find a new mechanic.
Nick?
This is kind of a tough situation because I do sell cars every now and then that are used, and I never pull up a Carfax or try to verify mileage or nothing along those lines. Never had any of these type of problems either, so.
I just wanted my money back because I had already told him that I'm a college student. You know, I'm working on my second degree, and I just didn't want to deal with it.
I know she's a working student, so I just want to help her out, make sure she's doing all right. So I'm glad that she won this.
I'm just glad that she's getting her money back so we can get a new vehicle.
Take your time. I mean, it took me 2 years. I was skateboarding.
Hopefully she's a little bit more cautious in the future.
You don't want to go through this.